Good news for us, really. Delaney is back training. Yedinak is back training. Jordan Mutch is back training. Chungi is back training. So the only ones missing for this weekend are Connor, Shamak and Ward.
Three of this squad were involved with Wales as well this week. A huge, huge event for them to get through to a major tournament for the first time since 58. Does that have a positive effect on the squad when you've got that many people involved?
Yeah, I think it does a little bit. We're bored of them already, going on and on about it. But other than that, it was really pleasing for them because they've been an integral part, particularly Wayne and Joe. So it was a lot of heart and effort went into that. And therefore, their psychology is obviously very, very good at the moment. They feel very confident and very good about themselves. So that's all good for me.
Did Joe Ledley learn that dance from you?
Joe Ledley, we actually had it on this morning in front of the guys. Yeah, it didn't go down too well. I don't think some of our boys with natural rhythm really were too happy with it.
West Ham, they've made an encouraging start to the season. Do you feel it's possibly one of those clubs that benefits from someone having an association with the club when you've spent time there, you know?
Yeah, I think so. I think he knows the culture of the club. And as you say, he's started very well. Their results have been very strong against the best teams. And he's got a very good squad of players. And naturally, with them going to the Olympic Stadium this year, at the end of the year, they needed to be strong. And they are. And I think they got a fantastic chance of a European place.
Any special plans for them, given that they've got this tremendous record away from home, just like themselves?
Well, they were very good on the counter, of course. So we need to protect ourselves when we... I expect us to get a grasp of the game like we did against West Brom and dictate proceedings. But knowing that that isn't going to stop West Ham from winning the game, that we need to be very organised in our attacks, very organised in possession. Otherwise, they'll counter us really quickly and we'll find ourselves behind in the game.
Does it rankle with clubs like yourselves and possibly some other clubs in London that West Ham are able to get this big stadium on such favourable terms, because they're not the only club in London that needs a new stadium?
No, we're just envious, I guess. You know, we would love a stadium of that magnitude. And we're going to have to work towards it in a different way. But no, I'm very pleased for West Ham fans. It's a massive bonus for them, and the board's done particularly well in securing it.
You said this week, I think, that you quite like the England job, but only on a one-tournament basis. What did you mean by that? Could you expand on it? Because, I mean, why not stay longer and build something as you have at the club?
Well, first and foremost, the only reason I keep getting asked about the England job, because you keep asking me, I haven't brought it up once. I don't really want to talk about it today. I've said what I've said. It's not on my agenda. I'm quite happy at Crystal Palace and looking forward to Saturday.
Still an attractive job, though. I mean, Arsene Wenger once said that why would you take half the money for twice the aggravation?
Listen, it's the England job. If you're English and you don't want it, there must be something wrong with you, in my opinion. Hello.
You obviously had momentum before the international break, two wins on the bounce. Is it difficult then coming back after having some time off?
Yeah, it is. And what you really hope for in this period is that, because it's very difficult for us guys staying behind from internationals to keep the focus of the group. And we had seven or eight behind, so we're trying to keep their focus right. And it's a tricky situation. What you really finger crossed for is that everyone comes back fit and well. And we have been lucky on that respect this time around. No one has come back with any problems. So therefore, it's about trying to focus ourselves for West Ham quickly in the two-day period that we have.
I've spoken to a couple of your players recently who've spoken about the amazing team spirit that you seem to have this season. Is that what you think is helping you into the forefront?
Well, the team spirit was here before I arrived. They've got a really strong group of senior pros here, and they dictate the way it's run and the spirit of the group, and they do it very, very well. Yedinak, Delaney, Scott Dan, Jason Punchin, those four really are the key to that. And, you know, it makes life a lot easier when you're a Premier League manager to have a group of senior pros like that. I'm very lucky to have them.
You mentioned West Ham having a chance of Europe this season. Do you think Crystal Palace have a chance as well?
Only if we can sustain these results and get past January, because Christmas is going to be difficult. West Ham have a much bigger and stronger squad than us throughout the length of it. If we can stay clear of injuries and keep this group together as they are, then we can compete with them, and that's what we've got to hope to do.
Evan mentioned West Ham's away record. Jules has been pretty good, slightly patchy at home. How important are the home fans on Saturday?
Well, they've always been great anyway, but our form isn't patchy really. I think we got one of the best home records this year now. Just a couple of wins can do that, because it's very difficult to win home games in the Premier League. We're going to try and do it again on Saturday. It was a fantastic game last time for our fans because everything fell into place against West Brom. It was our best performance, our best possession stats, our most controlled performance of the season. So we're coming off a really good performance. West Ham, of course, are aware of that, and they'll be doing everything to upset our rhythm and upset what we do really well. And therefore, I think it's a really good game. It's a, you know, it is a kind of top of the table encounter, which is good for two teams that probably were unlikely to be there at this stage. Thank you.
The media, as it does, was sort of drumming this game up as a bit of a Payet Kabay standoff. Is that how you're saying it? If you could nullify Payet, have you nullified West Ham?
No, I don't think so. But I do think he's a very, very good player. I think he's a little bit unfortunate not to make the French squad. Of course, Johan's very much part of that French squad. And he was very good in their first game and this time round. Two great players. And West Ham fans and Crystal Palace fans, just lucky to have them. And it is a key battle. So, but it isn't going to be decisive in the outcome of the game. Well, we don't use aggressive tactics, but of course we'll be powerful in the game. But the same problem I have with Yala and Wilf, you know, you're always wanting to protect your offensive players. They're always stretching for balls to try and beat players. Therefore, they're always liable to injury. So Payet, Wilf, Yala, them sort of players, they do get injuries and you have to cope with those. I don't know. I think a lot of people said before we kicked off the season that we could have a good season. We are kind of living up to that at this stage. But there's a long way to go. There's a lot of twists and turns of a very, very long road in the Premier League. We're not getting carried away, but we are playing very well. And that's really all I can talk about is the here and now at the moment. Really, that is amazing, isn't it? South London people are not really the most affluent in the country. I don't know why our pies are so dear. They must be really good. I'll try one Saturday and tell you next week.